This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Aiman and Lin, and joining us in the studio is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. Now, earlier this week, we looked at China's comprehensive plan to ban and phase out single-use plastics. But Thailand also started its own ban at major stores this year, and they're moving towards a complete ban next year. So big retailers like 7-Eleven were among the early birds who signed up to the plan to stop handing out plastic bags. However, the challenge for Thailand currently is the huge amount of street food stalls who are struggling to adhere to this ban.
Right, so Thailand's street food is like a huge part of their culture, right? Mm. But the plastics given out by these food vendors are among the contributors to the 5,000 tons of plastic waste the country basically generates every single day. So Bloomberg spoke to some street vendors about this, and you can see that they are all trying, but also succumbing to the, the lack of alternatives at the same time. And a food stall operator who was quoted in the report said there's no alternative to plastics for hot soup for small traders. So she said, I'm not supporting using plastics, but I can't see any other way to package my food. So for example, when most of her customers ordered takeaway food, right, she puts it in a plastic bag, ties it with another plastic string, and then puts it in another plastic with handles. Mm. So that's a lot of plastic there. But then, when it comes to packaging the rice, she would put it in a compostable container made from bagasse, which is a byproduct of sugarcane. So even though it costs more, they are willing to do it.
Mm. And Thailand's Environment Ministry has revealed that it's actually in the midst of looking at laws from countries like Kenya and Mexico and Britain. That's a big variety there, to see what will be the most effective measure. Mm. And they're looking at things like heavy penalties, additional charges for plastics, other measures. But I think providing perhaps more plastic alternatives at affordable rates seems like a quick move that would help small traders get on board.
Correct. So the use of bagasse by some food vendors shows that the willingness or awareness is there even without penalties taking effect. So in fact, the environment minister said there's this growing sentiment in Thailand now of feeling ashamed for using plastics. So this was also triggered by the death of a baby dugong called Mariam in August, if you remember, after the animal ingested plastics from pollution in the water. So that sort of created the impetus. So after that case became a huge public outcry in the country, they started the ban and everybody is on board. But making plastic alternatives cheaper, sort of like, I think, would speed up the process. And that's what the analysts are saying at this point. And there's this company that's doing that at this point, is that it's called Biodegradable Packaging for Environment, and they are based in Bangkok, and they are increasing the production of packaging material made of bagasse, and they make microwave friendly food containers that decompose within like 45 days. So 10 years ago, just for context, they were making 10,000 pieces per day. Now they are making 2 million per day. So their target is to make 10 million per day in a period of 5 years. So in fact, there's also another company that turns fallen palm leaf in estates into about 70,000 plates per month. So this year, the company plans to triple the output with more products like straws, cups, and food boxes. So I believe the government might even consider subsidizing these companies and their products to achieve their target.
So just moving back home to Bursa Malaysia, the shares in Kim Tech Cheong Consolidated Berhad jumped this morning. So what's going on there?
Yeah, so the shares gained 2.5 cents today after they secured the exclusive right to use the Gardenia trademark in Sabah and Sarawak and also in Indonesia. So they made two agreements. The first one is to allow its Gardenia bakeries East Malaysia Sendirian and Berhad to operate the business under the trademark, as well as to transport, supply and distribute in Sabah and Sarawak. In the second agreement, it allows them to do the same business in Indonesia and also enable the company to expand its portfolio of distribution of third-party brands and also products across the country. So over 11 million shares were traded on the counter today, and Kim Tech Cheong closed 16% higher at 18 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.